Some of those in the Transport Augmentation Program, or TAP as it is commonly called, are of the view that the Motley administration is taking them for granted. TAP started over a year ago, allowing route taxis and minibuses to join with and provide a service to the Transport Board. But the operators say that 6 months ago, the Minister of Transport, Ian Gooding-Edgell, asked them to channel their issues through the board. And though they have done just that, he and no one else in government are paying them any mind. And this, they say, despite the several pieces of correspondence that they have sent. According to Chairman of the TAP Association, Christian Yearwood, they are at breaking point after having done all that they were asked to do.
We want to have a discussion in terms of some of the terms that are within the contract, but we're not getting the opportunity at the ministerial level to have a discussion, to have our concerns aired.
The operators are keen to hear from government on their plea for at least a reduction of a 12.5% participation fee that they have to pay, money that they say is putting them under financial pressure. Houdin Hines.
We, the TAP owners and operators, would like out of this 12.5%, abolish or even lower. We know a transport board has expenses, so we are even asking for something like a 5% tax.
Linda Holder of the Transport Board points out that the board has no power to waive the fee, because that's really a policy decision.
Last year, when we were in the height of the pandemic, the waiver was requested and we had written and indicated that everyone is really going through some challenging times, and the government made a decision to offer the waiver then. It was a six-month waiver, and we were advised at the end of the 6 months that we would have to go back to the 12.5% participation fee or operational fee, because that fee is meant to cover some of the costs of operating the program. To be fair to Christian, he had written, as he said, and he had said to us that it was a little challenging and they wanted us to have a discussion on it again. And let me say clearly, the Transport Board cannot make any changes to the fee. We can hear what is expressed by the members of the program, and we can then send that information on, because the fee was developed at the level of cabinet, and that is where it has to return.
I mean, when you look at the mathematics, each time a TAP vehicle, each time one of our privately owned vehicles start a route, that is one less route that the transport has to spend in and diesel. That is one less route that the transport has to worry about wear and tear. You know, that is one less bus that goes out there on the road and has a risk of getting into an accident. So we are willing to take on that liability for the transport board. So I know that this has to be a big cost saving. So yes, when the transport board does report that the fuel costs are down, of course the fuel costs are down. Yes, partly because of the electric buses, but also because of TAP too.
Mrs. Holder concedes that they have a valid complaint when it comes to the late disbursement of funds though.
And I freely admit that this month it would have been late. Has it been late before? Yes. But this month, when it was raised as an issue, and David, for completeness, let me say that the payment is based on concessionary travel, because the members of the program collect the money on bus for adult travel, or any paying passenger is collected on bus. Concessionary travel is then welfare, such as pensioners, students, police, and any transport board employee who travels on board the buses.
The TAP Association remains adamant that it needs to be heard at a level above the transport board. This has been Sagicwa's Early Business.
Hi, I'm the new house on the corner. I'm home now to a very nice family. That's the moving truck. Ooh, nice couch. They got a mortgage from Sagicor with 95% financing at the super low rate of 3.5%, as well as home and contents insurance. Wow, that's a cool fridge. I have the right spot for it. A dog? Wait, listen. I hope he keep his paws clean.
Visit Sagicor.com or call 467-7616 to buy, build, or switch to Sagicor Mortgage. Sagicor, wise financial thinking.
Hey, don't you raise your leg. Me.